Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 100 of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I'm here with Casey B. We are celebrating 100 episodes.
How many?
100 episodes.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm so excited about hitting number 100, but it doesn't seem like a surprise to me. I kind of feel like with all the changes that have been going on and just more focus coming to the podcast, I feel like this number 100 and 101 and 102, like moving forward, are going to be like almost a new chapter, just like even better. I am so thankful to everyone who has listened to even a single episode of the podcast. I am just so happy. I can't even believe people listen to me talk about whatever and some of the great words that I've gotten of encouragement along the way and some of the just reviews and things that people have messaged me and things that they have said that I've helped them with or inspired them. Like, I can't even believe that people said that. Like, that has always, you know, been a goal of mine, and people have said, you inspired me to do this. And that is just so freaking cool. So we're celebrating. We've got beer, we've got champagne, it's exciting, and it's just a good week. We're going on vacation, and it's the first vacation, like, that we've gone on without family, where it's, like, a real vacation, and we're flying somewhere, and it's crazy. We're flying to South Carolina, so we're going to talk about that, but first, we're going to do toast and roast. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about our upcoming trip and why that's so exciting and all that. And then kind of end out the podcast with just some stuff about hitting 100. That's crazy. So I am going to start out with a toast because I think it'll be a good conversation starter. My toast of the week is actually Elon Musk and Miley Cyrus on SNL last week. I thought it was so amazing. Elon did so good. And I know there's some Elon Musk haters. I know there's Miley Cyrus haters, but I thought they did so good. We're so good together. I am in shock that people don't like Miley Cyrus's voice, like, especially now. It is so much better. Like, it just keeps getting better and better. And people are like, I don't like that she has this deep voice now. And like, you want her to sound like a 13-year-old teenager for the rest of her life? Ugh, I thought it was so funny. Elon's skits, like, it was the best SNL I've seen in a long time. Obviously does not compare to, like, the 90s, but it was good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Miley Cyrus has gotten to be better over the years, for sure.
She's so cool now.
She's a cool cat.
I was mad because I try not to get annoyed when people don't like things that I like. Like, that's okay. That's what makes life cool. If everyone loved the exact same thing, it would suck. But some people were saying that she was terrible, and I was just surprised. I thought she did really well.
Yeah.
What do you think about Elon?
Elon, he's just an odd fella.
I think, you know? He embraced that.
He did
really
a good
well.
Job with that, though.
There was a lot of good parts on it, and I think Elon is somebody who really shares his personality with the world, which is rare for somebody who has so much money and really that much power. And he is a quirky, weird guy. He's kind of like a cartoon evil scientist, but I don't think he's evil, but we'll see.
As far as we know, he's not, but yeah.
Right, he's just got these quirks, and he is so, like, in tune with the internet. I thought his joke about smoking weed on the Joe Rogan podcast was funny, and he's like, I did that once. And if you've seen the clip, he, like does one puff from it and makes a funny face, and that's it. And maybe he does a couple more, I don't know. But he made a joke about how he's like, I did that one time, and people say all he does is go on podcasts and smoke weed. It's like, what? He's sending things to the moon, to Mars. Like, he's not building cars, but you know, like, it was just funny. What's your toast of the week?
My toast of the week? That would be having you at work with me. Hmm. I'm really happy you've been working with me for the past few days at least, and then on into the future. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have done it without you, since both my parents were out and they're usually in the office. So
yeah, I came in hot this week because your parents were gone. So that's two people out of the office, and the people who are in charge, they were gone my first day, but it wasn't really my first day. Like I've said, if you listen to the last couple weeks podcast, I worked weekends over there, and now I've gone basically full time over there, but they were gone Saturday, and then they were gone yesterday, and then they were gone today. It's like, you guys got this, right?
Yeah,
it's, but we do. We got it.
We got it. You run a tight ship, as you say.
Yeah, I do run a tight ship, and I'm not in charge, but Casey's really in charge, and you are running around like a crazy person.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, though. It frustrates me because I prefer to see you in a calm way, and I know that you can handle yourself in a calm way, but when I see you getting flustered, it frustrates me. And I think maybe it frustrates me because, like, I want to help, and there's things that I can't help with. It's crazy how many people are asking you questions.
Just nonstop all day long.
And it's not, like, customers. It's the internal operations.
Mm-hmm. It's all the decisions that need to be made have been running through me for the past about week now, really.
But I've been doing good.
You've been doing awesome. You're killing it.
And you like it when I'm there?
I love it when you're there.
Why is it good that I'm there?
Well, I mean, you make it easier for us in the office. Then also when I see your face, it makes me smile. Oh, and
stop it.
Oh, you really do make me a lot more relaxed than usual. Most of the time, I'm on edge. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it when you're on edge. So if I can help with that at all, I don't think anyone likes it when you're on edge.
No, no one does. And then they say, oh, shit, we got to listen to Casey or else he's gonna go crazy.
Yeah. So what's your roast of the week? Because I think I know what it is.
My roast of the week is that I got my first bloody nose yesterday.
Okay, this is also my roast of the week, but not for the same reason. So you can go ahead with your roast, or is that it?
Oh, that's pretty explanatory. I mean, today I figured out that everyone was joking that I've been thinking too much and over-processing everything in my head, and my brain melted down. An aneurysm. That's why I had a bloody nose.
That is so stupid.
God, Casey's just, he's exploding.
So I cannot believe you're 28 years old and you've never gotten a bloody nose before.
Not like that?
What do you mean not like that?
Like just a little tiny bit of blood, not like...
Okay, well, when you get a bloody nose, it just happens and... You know, it happens. And I think a majority of people have had bloody noses. And for me, it's not a often occurrence, but I've had it happen. Like when there's a change in weather, or you stay somewhere and like the airflow is really dry, like air conditioning at like a hotel or something. There's all kinds of reasons. But and my mom is like super prone to nosebleeds. Like she gets them all the time. Some people get them all the time. And I thought you were being such a baby.
I know you did.
The look on your face, you were like so distraught. You're just like, I just can't believe I have this nosebleed. And like, I've never had this happen before. Well, and you looked like you were like exhausted. They don't hurt. They're just annoying.
I
was exhausted
in the first place. And then I got one and I'm like, God damn, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but they don't hurt. It's
I'm
not
aware
like,
of this.
If I could like choose like a nosebleed between a bug bite, between like a runny nose, even a sore throat, like a cough, a nosebleed. 100%.
Are you kidding me? Hell no.
You are insane.
Not like that.
It was not that bad. Oh, you get so dramatic sometimes. Like, you are the most calm person. You have a high pain threshold, all this stuff, but certain things just really bug you. And apparently that's one of those things.
Oh, there's not supposed to be blood coming out of my face.
No, but, like...
Then I'm like, okay, well, I gotta check my medicine, see if it's a side effect. And I did that.
And it wasn't, right?
Oh, it was.
But I feel like a nosebleed is a side effect on literally any medication.
Yeah, but then, or with my heart medication.
Well, you've been taking the heart medication for, what, 2 years now? Three years? And this is your first nosebleed, so I think you're okay.
Ever.
It was also, we're pretty sure you got this nosebleed because you were making post caps and there's a bunch of sawdust blowing into your nose, into your face. Maybe you should have been wearing a mask.
I was wearing a mask the whole time I was cutting caps.
It got through, though.
Yeah, apparently.
Really dusty, dry, and it was, like, the first kind of, like, really warm day of the year.
Ah.
And whatever. You were just so distraught. Then we got home, and your nose started bleeding again.
And I said, God damn it!
No, you, like, laid on the couch. You're like, my nose is bleeding again. I can't
do anything. Oh, my God. Don't get me that. That is how you were. No, I wasn't. I was asking if you need help. And you're like, no, you are disgusting.
I did not
say that. That's what you were doing.
I did not say that. You were laying there, and you had this look on your face like you had just, like, oof.
I was annoyed.
10,000 miles. And you're like, okay, I'm over here laying around.
Oh,
I can't do anything. My nose is bleeding.
I was trying to put my head back so it wouldn't bleed out the nose.
Jeez, it was so Louise. Bad. It was so.
You're killing me. Everyone's telling me, well, you know what you do? You put your head back. Well, that seems like the most comfortable way to do it. So
you're like, it's going down my throat. I'm like, oh my God, shut up.
Oh my God.
I am so mean.
Jesus.
But now you got your first big nosebleed, so now you know what to expect, I guess.
I guess so. I mean,
I feel like that's something that, like, happens when you're a little kid. How did this never happen to you?
I don't know. I was talking to my dad yesterday, too, and he's like, I've never had a nosebleed like that. And he's what? In his 50s.
What?
Yeah.
Something like maybe wrong with your family.
He looks at me, he's like, it just started out of nowhere? I'm like, yeah.
You guys, I don't know what's going on. You can only get nosebleeds if you get punched in the face or something.
I've been hit in the face so many times. I've never had any blood come out of my nose.
Okay, now I just need to know. Like, I might need to put a poll on the Instagram and say, have you had a nosebleed before? Or I honestly don't know. Maybe I'm the exception, but I don't think so. And I'm still saying I don't get them very often. There was one time I was having it was really scary when I was having a panic attack and I didn't want to go to the doctor and I was hyperventilating, all these things. And then I got a nosebleed. That was a bad time. But okay. I hope this isn't too gross for everyone for episode 100.
Pulling out all the stops.
I don't think they're that gross, but maybe if everyone's like you and has never had one before, they're like, well, why are you talking about that?
It doesn't bug me when someone else gets them. I mean, but
you've seen that was my first time. Have you seen other people get one from, like, weather or other things, not forced to the nose?
Just random? No. I've been the person to hit somebody in the nose, like playing basketball.
I'm not talking about getting hit in the nose.
And it goes, whop.
No.
But
we're really good on the sound effects today.
Whop.
Oh my gosh, that's just, I don't even know what to say to you about this.
But I feel like whenever it's like somebody just randomly gets it, it's like, oh, let me get the handkerchief real quick. And it's just barely anything. That's what it's always seemed like.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
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 So.
All right. I'm not a veteran in this category here. So.
Oh my God. Okay. I think that concludes Toast and Roast. And now I'm going to have, should I talk about podcast stuff first or should I talk about our trip?
Oh, let's talk about podcast stuff and end with the trip.
Okay. So. As I said in the beginning, I'm seriously so thankful for everyone who has listened to the podcast, shared the podcast, reviewed the podcast, followed the podcast Instagram, messaged me, anything like that. But I wanted to talk about a couple things that people have told me in the past 100 episodes or so, or have told me just randomly because they listened to the podcast or because of things that I've done that really just made me happy. And I kind of feel like I'm tooting my own horn, but it's a good thing to read some of these positive messages because it really proves, okay, it was worth it. And it was worth it for me no matter what, because I've been having fun and I've been creating something. And I truly believe that because of this, I have gained so much. I have gained confidence. I have gained more in my speaking skills. I have gained friendships with people from around the country and gotten to learn from people around the country who are so amazing. All of the guest episodes have been just eye-opening, and I've just learned so much. And I am just so thankful for the opportunity to speak with some of these people. And I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there and asking people. So I wanted to read some positive things that people have told me. One of my friends told me, "I'd be lying if I said you didn't inspire me to work on my public brand." So we were talking about work stuff and careers and stuff like that. And he told me that, and it just made me really happy. I was like, oh, yay. Like, because that's not something I talk about really specifically. But this podcast to me has been kind of growing my own personal brand outside of a job title or something like that. Geez, I really feel like I'm just going to be tooting my own horn.
Toot, toot.
Somebody says, "I hope you know how inspiring you are. Sharing so much of what you do definitely inspired me to just say screw it and do what makes me happy. So thank you. You're awesome." Like, ah!
I tell you that all the time. You are awesome.
It's different for you.
I know.
If I could do anything with this podcast, is just helping people like push through that awkwardness and just say, like she said, say screw it and just do something that makes you happy, even though people might be scared, and just like go for these creative endeavors. Like, that makes me so happy.
It is really cool. It is an awesome thing.
Like saying you were part of what pushed me to do this. I'm like, yay. That's what I wanted. That was the goal. And I think when I started this, I didn't exactly know what the goal was, but I knew that was part of it. Like, because podcasts have been so instrumental for me and my personal growth and learning and pushing me to be more creative and do what makes me happy. So that meant a lot to me. And the one that came first with talking about like building a public brand, that person is just so talented. And they told me recently that him and some friends are starting a podcast about Formula One racing, which is a really hot topic right now. So I am excited about that. And once it's live, I will have to share it with all of you guys so you guys can check it out if you're interested in Formula One racing. And yeah, so that's exciting. Somebody says, "It feels like I get to know you more and more with each episode. And that's so important to me when I listen to podcasts." And this is the one that came over pretty recently. And this person was binging my podcast. They just started listening like a month or so ago. We're binging from the beginning. And I said, you know, you don't have to start at the beginning, because some of them at the beginning, you know, that's like almost 2 years ago now. So it's,
those were pretty raw and uncut there.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny, but they said, "I have to say the interest and dedication you have to personal development is amazing to me. I love that it is such a common topic in your podcast. Because of you, I helped my friend make a 27th birthday list." Listen to the birthday episodes. I think they're fun. "I've been reading more and made a list of all the books I want to read this year. And I'm getting my homework done and enjoying it. Thank you." And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's working.
You're inspiring people.
That makes me so happy. So what do you think about being on the podcast for 100 episodes? You obviously haven't been in all of them. But you've been on the journey with me the entire time, and we've talked about crazy things. We've talked about deep things. We talked about your heart health, which is a really important episode. I want more people to listen to that one. It's called Casey's Heart Health Journey, I think. But we've talked about a lot. I've talked to you about the different guests that I've had on. Like, what have you thought?
I think it's really good. Good what you're doing. And I'm really proud of you. I also enjoy coming on.
You really do like it?
And just bullshitting with you.
Yeah.
And it's something that we wouldn't have done if we were just sitting at home. And probably just turn on a TV show or something. But instead, get to talk to you, which I do enjoy.
I think so. It's really nice to have these too. I think it would be good for anyone like in a relationship to have, or, you know, like, this sounds really morbid, but like if we died, like people could listen to these. That's weird to say, but I think I'm thinking about that because so many of my friends are getting married this summer or having babies this summer or fall or just recently had a baby. And I'm like, how funny would that be to just have their kids listen back and like a podcast about, or just not even a podcast, but just a recording of them having a conversation, being like, you know, we just got married and this is this is what we're arguing about and this is what we're doing. And, you know, this, we're talking about Elon Musk, and then 20 years from now, somebody could listen and they'd be like, Elon Musk is the president now. I don't know.
He's chancellor of the world.
So I would just suggest having a conversation and recording it. And then it sucks at first to listen back to your voice. Like, there's things that I still hate about my voice, and yeah, it will probably never change, but I've gotten used to it. I think almost everyone hates the sound of their own voice on a recording. And it's one of those things, like when you recorded like a voicemail and you're like, that's what I sound like. Like, you've reached Lindsay Wilson. It's gross, but I've gotten used to it now. So I know what I really sound like.
Oh man. I don't like my voice either. It's fine. I think yours is good though.
Oh,
yours is great.
I also wanted to just kind of do a little shout out to all of my guests. And there's a couple ones that have been, they've all been so special in their own way, which sounds like such a cliche, but they really have. And a couple that I really think about, Kate Van Buren. She was one of my first guests, and she is a speech therapist. And I think her title is technically something different, but speech therapist is what we're more used to understanding. But after I talked to her and recorded that episode, I wrote in my bullet journal about how happy I was, because that is exactly the kind of guest I wanted to have on the podcast. I was interested in what she did for her work, but she also had great advice on personal development, and she was somebody that I did not know before. And I'm like, I made it. And then I've loved having all the people on the podcast who I already knew. Like, most recently, Sean, my cousin AJ, you, obviously, but you're kind of different.
Well, you don't know me.
Some of my coworkers, Matt and Jimmy. And then the food podcast episode with David was just such a fun one. Like, I want to do another foodie episode because it was just so fun to talk about. And I was surprised people really enjoyed listening to that one. And then when I talked to Tatiana, that episode is, like, it went under the radar, but she is just amazing. Like, she is what I want to be when I grow up. I can't believe that she took the time out of her day to talk for an hour with me. And that's something, like, having these conversations and learning so much. And it might seem like you're unqualified to do something, but once this is a weird thing to explain, but qualified to do something isn't a real thing when you just do something.
Just go after it.
Like, obviously, you don't want some guy off the street doing open heart surgery, but You're qualified to talk to anyone. A person is just a person. And having conversations, there's no limit. There's no reason to feel like you're not like good enough, not qualified. And anyone can talk to anyone. And conversation is so important. Like, I started interviewing people, I think it was during COVID. Maybe not. It's hard. I don't remember the timeline anymore. But I've talked to so many people over Zoom and done these recordings with people all across the country, like Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, California, Utah. Like, that's insane to me. And yes, we all do Zoom calls now and anyone can, you know, have a work meeting. But these are people that I connected with on my own outside of work. And it's just like my own personal endeavor. And I just hope that you guys can benefit from listening to these people too. And I can in turn sometimes, you know, benefit them. Maybe I find somebody, a customer or a client, where they're like, oh, I've started following them and I'm learning so much. And that's amazing. Like, podcasts are so mutually beneficial to, like, when you're having an interview, and they're mutually beneficial for the person who is speaking, like me, and the listener, like it should be, whether it's entertainment or education or a little bit of both, like it should be beneficial on all fronts. And I feel so much joy doing this, and I hope that anyone can just feel a little bit of joy and feel a tiny little push to do what makes them happy every time they listen. That's really the goal. And there are times when I've thought, oh, I'd like to do just like a comedy podcast, but maybe I'm not funny. And I enjoy where the focus of this show is now. Podcasts are mostly comedy, especially what I listen to, but it is very different to be trying to sometimes teach, sometimes just talk and interview, and sometimes, like you said, just shoot the shit, and that can be funny. But I enjoy where we're at right now, but I'm excited to see what comes of it. So I've been talking for a long time.
The people came here to hear you. So, yeah.
So thank you again to everyone. If you've ever thought about starting a podcast, if you've ever thought about, you know, wanting to be a guest on a podcast, just reach out to me and we can have a conversation and just keep having conversations. They are so important. Whether you're learning, whether you're just communicating and connecting, like, conversations are so important. And that's what I've learned with podcasting. And episode 100 is not the last. It's kind of like a new beginning. So I'll be right back. And we're back. Okay, this part is going to be really quick, but I wanted to talk about our expectations going into this South Carolina trip, because we have had a couple podcast episodes about trips and things like that, adventures and travel, and I would love to talk more about all of our adventures, because we are going on, I wouldn't say a lot of trips, but we're doing a lot in the next couple months. So I want to see what people think about this format, and I think it will be good for us just to have this discussion, actually, because I am terrible about setting unrealistic expectations. You know how everybody sets unrealistic expectations for New Year's Eve? They're like, it's going to be a great party, and it always sucks. That's me a lot of the time. So
my expectations are high.
Are they?
Very high.
I want to start out with, I guess, the travel piece of it and flying, because we don't fly a lot. Casey definitely has not flown a lot. And if you go back way, way back in the archives, one of our first episodes was about our Montana trip and the disaster that it was. And it's hilarious because of how much of a disaster it was. Basically, we were on a plane for about 6 hours, which should be a 1.5 hour flight. And we ended up right back where we started and did not even get to go Oh my God.
All the way to Montana and all the way back.
Yeah, we basically flew to Montana. They didn't put us down. And then they brought us back to Seattle. It was insane. But this will not be like that. I am manifesting a much better trip. So we're flying. We have a layover. And then we're getting to Charleston. We're going to Charleston, South Carolina for a wedding. And I'm very excited. And it's going to be a small wedding. And we're meeting some of my friends from college there, and it's going to be awesome. Like, I have expectations, but I'm also trying not to. I am one of those people when we go on vacation where I want to plan out all these things to do. And I kind of think one of the good things about what I've seen of Charleston, first of all, I don't know it. We've never been anywhere near there before. But there's not, like, a lot of things that you're like, you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to do this when you're there, because it's going to be a really quick trip. We get in Friday night, we leave Monday early in the morning. So, and the wedding is on Saturday. So we already have Saturday will be the wedding, and we'll probably go out to brunch in the morning. But the other thing that I know that I struggle with is, like, I don't like to wait places, but I know places don't really do reservations, and that's hard. Because I've heard that there, when my friend was planning her wedding over there, they said, oh, there's like six or seven or a bunch of other weddings that weekend. And like, she was calling all these different vendors and it's like, yeah, we're not available. Yeah, we're not available. And so there's going to be a lot of people getting married, a lot of people in, I mean, it's a city, but still, you know, a lot of people traveling in wanting to do all the touristy things. So one of the things I want to do is I want to go to a Waffle House. It's on my foodie bucket list to go to a Waffle House. And I heard it's not even that good, but I gotta go. I also want to go to a Bojangles, which is a fast food chicken and biscuit spot that I've heard is good. So that's all right. I know. And I want to go in the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm going to go fishing for sharks.
I don't think we're going to have time for that.
Oh, no, just while you're in the Atlantic Ocean. You'll be over there swimming, and I'll be fishing for sharks next to you.
I'm really excited to see the ocean, and I think I've just learned to, for this weekend especially, to try not to plan too much. There's a sort of comfort in planning things out and having an itinerary, and there's a comfort in not. And usually I'm on the side of having an itinerary or a checklist, but with a place that I've never been before, it's hard. And it's not like Disneyland or there's just, I've looked on Pinterest, I've looked on a couple different things, and there's not a lot of things where people are like, oh, you have to do this. It's like, you just got to walk around and see what it's like. Like, it's a cool city, and like, I know there's cool neighborhoods, and it's just a really cute, trendy place, and the beach is awesome, but it's, you know what I'm saying? Not like, do this event, do this.
Yeah, it's not like,
like tourist trap,
yeah,
kind of stuff. So I'm just excited. You want to try some barbecue?
Yep.
A lot of our food list, or our food list, I even said food list, a lot of our plans when we travel are surrounded by food.
Like,
we gotta go here. We gotta go. So you said you want to get barbecue.
Yep.
I want to have oysters, even though we have the best oysters over here from what I've heard. But I know South Carolina is a big seafood oystery place, I think. And we got to have biscuits. That's important. And grits. I want to have grits too. So.
Okay. Yeah, we can do all that. We can make that happen.
So I think it'll be really fun. I'm excited to see my friends, and yeah, I just want to spend time with my friends and have fun at the wedding and dance, but I'm trying not to be like, have these crazy expectations, which is something I've learned. So it's a learned practice for me and something I have to actively work on, because sometimes I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this and it's gonna be amazing, and then like our last, it wasn't the last trip we took, but one of the last ones we took, I felt like I had these expectations and I didn't even say what the expectations were, but they were in my head, and then it didn't go as planned, and I was really upset. And so, first of all, like, the tip I want to give everybody is, if you do have certain expectations, say them out loud to the people you're going with so that they know, so you're not just like moping around or sassy or mad or annoyed when no one knows, like, like,
I would have appreciated that very much.
Yeah, so I should have told you, like, I want it, this is what I expected it to be like. But in that situation, there was nothing we could have really changed, but that was just a rough time for me. So, to be really, really honest, I think I want to say I'm hoping for smooth travel. That's one of those things that I'm like, oh God, I just hope that goes okay. And then check into the hotel, and then going out Friday night, and I am expecting to, hopefully, the girls who are there before me plan out the places where we're going for that night, because I don't want it. That's the thing I get nervous about. I don't think we're going to go out to the bar, and then it's like, this one's full, you can't come in, and like, that stuff, it just scares me almost. Like, it'll be fine no matter what, but it's, you know, that those moments are the worst, when you're like, this is gonna be great, no, and then you're gonna hang out with Frankie.
Yeah, I got my buddy for the weekend, we'll be fine.
I know. You guys will be perfectly fine. And then Saturday, I don't know if we're going to go to the beach on Saturday or the beach on Sunday, but we'll figure that out. Have brunch, walk around one of the days, and then have some good food. I'm thinking Sunday we'll just be eating a lot of food, but
yes,
have to make sure don't get too hungover, because you can't be too hungover to eat all the good food, which is a problem I have sometimes. But I'm excited. It'll be fun. And I'm working to really define my expectations before we go, and like each day be like, okay, this is what I want to do. And if this doesn't work out, this is the backup plan. And this is the backup plan, because maybe that's going the opposite direction of what I'm trying to do. But I think it's better to have a backup plan than be like wandering around like and have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I would hate to waste a vacation, especially somewhere where it's so far away. And like, it's not somewhere we're going to go back again anytime soon. So I'm real excited. If you guys are listening to this on Friday, we'll either be in the air or in Charleston. So
hopefully not in the sea.
If you have any suggestions, just shoot them on over and let me know, because it's a really quick trip. So we're not like traveling crazy. Like, we're not renting a car and driving around because we don't have time to explore too much. But I'm excited. We're going to have fun, right?
It's going
to
be a good old time.
Yeah. Do you have any expectations for the trip?
Just that it's going to be a good old time, and I choose not to think about the plane.
Oh, the plane will be fine. The plane will be fine. I am a little nervous about it. I have never done, like, in my adult life, a layover, and we have a layover. And I don't even remember where it's at. If it's in Atlanta or...
I thought it was in Atlanta.
I looked at so many flights when I was planning this. I can't even... I think it's in Atlanta, but yeah. We'll figure it out. It'll be okay. I also, like, Atlanta's a huge airport. It's a hub. So
it'll be okay. No.
It'll be good. It's all going to be A-okay.
It's going to be all right.
That's the thing. I'm also not really, I'm not worried about that. I just always feel like flying, it just works out. Even though it didn't work out for us that one time, like, that is the exception to the rule.
My first time flying.
That was your first time.
Come on. What kind of luck is that?
When we went to Vegas, everything was perfectly fine, right?
Yeah, it could have been.
Also, the Vegas airport is the best airport.
Yeah, it is.
There are people who, I also have not been to that many airports, but I think it's funny that people have favorite airports, because we fly out of SeaTac, and I guess SeaTac is one of the worst, so...
Yeah, I mean, I've been to two. I like the Vegas one more than the Seattle one.
Vegas is, it's so small. I love it. It seems like it should be so much bigger for being such a major city, yeah. But it's great. Okay, I think that's where we're ending off. Thank you guys again. 100 episodes. 100. Technically more because we have a couple bonus ones. So I am going to post the picture for this one on Instagram, and I want you guys to share it and message me or comment what your favorite episode has been in the last 100 episodes, because I want to know what you guys like so we can make more content that you actually enjoy, because making you happy makes me happy. So hope you guys have a great week. We will be having a great weekend, and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.